mom, she had really rough time. Her parents, her grandma and grandpa, her grandpa were gypsy, and he took grandma from Germany. She was Baroness. Yeah, and he took her to Russia during the after the First World War. And when the Second World War began, they were killed, obviously, because she was German. My grandma stayed with two kids, and my grandpa, so my mom's father, he went to Soviet Army, so at least they wouldn't be killed, but they were deported to north of Russia, Arkhangelsk. And they lived there while I think when my grandpa came back from the war. Yeah. And it was pretty difficult. She told me that they live in a small cabin with a ground over. How do you call it? I don't know. Had a limited food. And she said, for example, that they had like such a big piece of bread for each of them. And she ate one part for herself, left for herself, and other part gave to brother. So, because he was older and that he needed more, or there was a story when she said that my grandma, she's even smaller than me, and there was a lot of dogs outside. Obviously, they were hungry, and they found somewhere a goat. So that goat was running away from that police. Crowd of dogs,
Crowd of dogs.
and my grandma took I don't know, was it something? I don't know what she had. Лапставый граб, because it's
Yeah,
weapon,
shovel or a
shovel, yeah,
pitchfork.
something. And she went outside, and that goat were already like almost dead, and she fight for that goat with dogs. So she grabs a dog inside, and she prepared it in like everything what was possible, probably except
The horns.
horns. Yeah. So she prepared everything, and they were lucky, so they could survive the whole winter. And she, oh, there was a lot of stories. She said that they would go to the field and pick up, you know, like almost dead potatoes, and she would put in a water, she would mix clean and put together, and it was bread. Or they try to find some bells from Ada, not skin, but also boiled it for many, many, many hours, and they would make some whatever, I don't know, but something like that. So it was pretty tough time for her. And there was also what she remembered really clearly, that they were in a wagons, railway wagon, rail car, yeah, big, you know. And I don't know, I think it was, she was probably 2 or 3 years old when they were deported to north, because at the beginning they lived somewhere more close to St. Petersburg, probably, or some, I don't know exactly, but I know that was a way to north. And she said that their train stopped, and after a while it started the way again. And they passed the area where another train went, and it was bombarded, bombed out. And she said that she was looking outside, and her mother put a hand
in front of her eyes so that she couldn't see.
And she said that she saw all this